Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the audio daily dose of Daf, the show where we talk a Daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way, looking at some great sages today here on Erev in 67. The Gemara says when Rav Chista and Rav Sheshes would meet each other, Rav Chista's lips would tremble from Rav Sheshes' knowledge of Tanakh teachings. The notes point out Rav Sheshes had a broad knowledge of Tanakh statements. Rav Chista was apprehensive that Rav Sheshes would ask him to resolve apparent contradictions between them, as Rashi points out. And the Gemara continues, and Rav Sheshes' entire body would tremble from the analytical skills of Rav Chista. The notes point out Rav Chista was very sharp and would ask complex questions. So from this little Gemara quote, we can learn two things, I believe. Number one, we ourselves should strive to have such abilities, to have such capability, to feel that we could one day have some Torah under our belts, have some Torah knowledge within us, that we should aspire, we should be inspired to aspire ourselves to try to gain more knowledge and more Torah, little by little, more every day. And number two, we should have proper fear and proper respect and awe for those Tanakhs, for those Tanaim back in the day, for the Amoraim back in the day, for the Mefarshim over the years, the Rishonim and the Achronim, and for even common day knowledge of scholars, even the common day era of those around us, the sages. We should have proper respect for them. We should stand for them. We should try to review them and try to learn from them and try to respect them and learn from their lives. That's why there's so many books by Arskel and Feldman and the like, many Jewish publications and publishers, of all the stories of the Gaon, because they were real people. They are real people that we could learn from. Rav Sheshes and Rav Chista would fully respect and understand each other. They had such a broad depth of knowledge. They had such an ability, so much amount of knowledge, so much Torah at their fingertips. So we should try to learn from and try to aspire to be inspired from those around us and give them the proper respect and proper listening and the proper hearing to them when they're speaking, try to fully concentrate on what they're saying, and also be inspired ourselves to try to gain more and more knowledge, to try to be a little bit like the sages of our day and the sages of old. Just as they would acquire Torah nonstop, we should try to acquire Torah little by little, just as the Gemara sages here, Rav Sheshes and Rav Chista, had such respect for each other, and they would tremble before one another because they were awed by how much they knew and how good their questions were. So too, we should be awed by the knowledge of the sages in our current day and of all the years that came before us, and try to live up a little bit from what all the sages have and try to get more and more knowledge of Torah every day, a little bit, day by day. Join us next time as we talk Erev in 68 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.